Excuse me, is Roshan Mehta around?
No, I think he has a work obligation or something. Can I help you?
Oh, I'm Roshan's friend, Nick Lee. I just drove up here from Lethbridge to drop something off for his mom. I'll find him later.
Wow, nice friend. Hey, I don't mean to be nosy, but are you okay? You're looking kind of anxious. Actually, hang on a second, Nick. Hey, wait! Wait! You have to sign in!
Wow, that guy just totally ignored you.
Sorry, Nick. Folks have been ignoring the signs all day, just speeding on by. I can't seem to enforce my own rules. Anyway, you were saying?
Oh, well, I guess I'm a little anxious. I'm meeting my, boyfriend's folks for the first time. At his sister's wedding. They have a huge cabin up by the lake. Daniel thinks it'll be the perfect time to meet everyone. And I mean everyone.
If you don't mind my asking, why go? You can meet his parents anytime. I mean, maybe it's not my business.
Oh no, it's okay. I'm conflicted because I totally want to meet his folks and everything, but I'm just not sure that at his sister's wedding would be the right time, you know? See, my boyfriend, Daniel. He says he never brought someone to meet his folks before. And we've been together for ages. I mean, we're in love, so I just want to make a good impression. It's a bit of a delicate situation.
Hang on a second, Nick, honey. Sorry, Nick, I hope I'm not being too familiar. Hey, sir? Sir? You can't bring your dog into the shower buildings. You'll have to leash him at your campsite. That's right. He's got to be on a leash. And don't leave him unattended. There might be bears.
Wow, another rule breaker. Anyway, I just want Daniel's parents to like me, you know?
Nick, I know we've just met, but you remind me of my daughter and her friends. Would I be out of line if I gave you a bit of motherly advice?
No, not at all. I'd be grateful.
My folks said that whenever you visited someone's house, you had to bring a small gift. If I were in your shoes, I'd bring something for the cabin.
So, should I offer to clean up or maybe do the dishes while I'm out at the cabin?
You might not have to, but it would be nice to ask. In my house, guests don't do dishes. But if the guests are friends that are like family, sometimes the rules change.
I'm gonna mess this whole thing up. Daniel's folks are so posh, and I'm, well, a bit folksier.
Sorry, Nick. One second. Ma'am? Ma'am? That's right. You? Hi, sorry. Those are glass bottles, right? They have to go in the recycle bin. And food waste has to go in the bear-proof bins. Thanks. Look, Nick, you know what they say. You really must avoid those taboo topics like religion and politics. Otherwise, don't worry about the rules. You just have to be yourself.
Thanks. Say, not to be nosy, but what is that you're putting up there?
This? It's a notice about the bear campground policy. See, the Parks Department is giving out fines if campsites aren't helping stop bears and other animals from coming in.
Every campground?
Well, I volunteered for the campground program after Roshan saw a bear, so now we all have to follow the rules. Uh-oh. This doesn't look good.
Call the police.
Excuse me?
I've been attacked by a wild animal.
Are you okay?
Huge wolves came and chased me into a tree. I barely escaped with my life.
I'm so sorry. I'm sure those weren't wolves. They're probably the neighbor's dogs. Again.
I want the police called. I have children. I know the law. I even have a picture of the animal's droppings here. For evidence. My campsite was destroyed. Look, see this?
Now, hang on a second. That's bear poop. Have you been storing your food and garbage according to the bear campground rules and guidelines?
What rules?
Oh, jeez.